I wonder how many butlers. How many butlers have been locked in a fridge? I wonder what's. What's the stat on that?
What in the world?
How many butlers in the world have been locked in a fridge?
Yeah, but in their houses with like in walk-in percent, fridges.
Yeah, and all
and like kitchen fridges.
Yeah,
you know, like I mean, like commercial.
You know, do you know there's AI fridges now?
Is it?
What that shows what's in there?
Do you know why they put them in the kitchen? Because that
that's
is
where
the,
you go for your food.
No, that's the, that's the most the easiest place to kill the owner. AI is here to kill us, isn't it?
Skynet.
Yeah. So the fridge comes to life, which is not... for the knife. We just killed the owner. Death by AI fridge.
Death by what?
AI fridge.
AI fridge.
Death by AI fridge.
AI fridge.
So you good. It's a big guy.
Bit chilly today, is it?
He's a big guy on the market. Yeah. He's a big guy, sells fruit and veg. He's called Fridge because he's so big.
I heard you killed someone in the kitchen the other day.
Didn't you stab your owner?
Show us your insides.
you got some sauce in there, eh?
How much of those knives over there, boy?
And tongs? Yeah, I've heard that too.
Listeners, and we are back with Cast Your Mind podcast. It feels like it's been a long, long time.
It has. Just over a month.
And we do apologise for that. we had some editing issues
we lost quite a few files and recordings, which is a real...
Technology was our nemesis.
Shit, indeed it was.
It really was.
Indeed
but I'm an was. Idiot because I didn't back it up. Like I should have said, no, definitely have a backup drive, but no, I have one now, so a little hiatus. Not an intentional break, but it's been a nice
one. We do slightly feel more refreshed, I think, don't we?
Yeah,
most definitely. We spent the time planning. It gave us a lot of setups for the future and what the ideas we've got now for the podcast. Guests we've got planned on along the lines, and we'll release that nearer to the dates as well. But yeah, we are back. And one of the lost episodes was our Get to Know, was one of many, God's sake, files lost. So we thought we'd do it again, but this time slightly different, quick fire question style.
Yeah, we like, sometimes you can get the answer real quick. But yeah. Other questions are going to be slightly more challenging. They're going to actually, you're going to have to go, ooh.
Should we run through yep.
Questioning, one person questioning.
Yeah,
and then we'll move on to the other.
Yeah, man.
And then until we cover all three.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Should I go?
Yeah, go. Yeah. Man. Don't know how it happened. Don't know how it happened. What is going on? I'm joking. I know what's going on. Really, I know.
Yeah, so we're gonna try it quick fire styly. Quick fire questions. He's giggling already. I'm going to go with you then, first, Dan. And we've all got set questions, and then we've got some more tailored questions.
Ask away, mate, because ready? I'm ready for the questions, mate.
Music or TV?
It's music.
Straight
for me.
In.
I'm in music, there with music. Yeah? Yeah, I have to have music in my life. Without music, nah.
Hip-hop or rock?
I don't like this one too much.
Come on.
We'll go rock.
Rock. You're going with rock. Okay.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard though, that was.
Adidas or Nike?
It's an interesting one for me because I don't wear either, really. I wear Vans. But if I had to choose out of the two, by my most recent, I'd go Adidas.
Adidas. Beef or chicken? To cut one out entirely. Beef or chicken?
This is to cut out?
Yeah.
I'd cut out beef.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Fruit or vegetables?
Oh. You can eat either any time of the day, but fruit is more refreshing, so I'm probably going to have to go with... Is this to cut out? Or is this to fade? Yeah, yeah. Is this to cut out?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd cut out fruit.
Cut out fruit. So you go with vegetables.
I fucking love sweet potato at the moment.
Okay. Comedy or action?
Is this to cut out? Yeah. All these questions to just...
Sort of, yeah.
Or is it, like, when you ask it?
It is preference.
When you ask it, is it the preferential one you got to give?
Yeah.
Right. So I prefer comedy. I like to laugh a lot.
Okay. Left or right?
I'm keeping my left because I do most things with my left.
Okay.
What? That includes using the loofah.
Oh. Red or green?
Green.
Green. Up or down?
I like to be up.
Up. Mexican or Italian food?
That's a tough one, isn't it? Ooh. Because I love both. Fucking love spaghetti since I was fucking tiny, you know? So I could eat. Obviously, because spaghetti's not something. Just a bit of advice out there for anyone that's thinking about giving their baby spaghetti. Yeah. Don't do it. I had teeth, you know. Basically, when I was little, I used to like spaghetti. But at the moment, I'm going to go with burritos.
So Mexican.
I love Mexican food. So yeah, I want to go with that.
Yeah. Bowling or cinema?
I like bowling. I'm going to go with bowling because you can watch a movie at home.
Ooh. Over cinema?
Yeah, because I like bowling. Cool. There's something about bowling, you know. Nice. I like throwing balls at stuff. Sometimes you can put the bars up and it just ricochets.
Yeah. James Bond or Jason Bourne?
Joe Bob.
Because of his story and how much more aggressive he is,
yeah,
I'm going to go with Jason Bourne.
Really?
Okay, Jason Bourne, yeah.
Easy. Bargain Hunt or Antiques Roadshow?
came up with that question?
I don't know. Bargain Hunt.
Bargain Hunt.
I love a bargain, to be fair. Right. I like seeing people pick up hidden gems in bargain places.
Hunting.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars, easy, mate, for me.
Easy peasy.
Now for your tailored.
Here we go, right.
There'll be some spishy ones.
Luther or Sponge? Lex Luthor or John Luthor?
Caps or beanies?
Recently, I've fell in love with
claps.
I love it when people clap me. I love the clap. That's terrible. But no. I want to say caps.
Caps.
Yeah.
Cool. Hoodie or hoodies?
Well, t-shirt. Just one hoodie.
Hoodies or t-shirts?
Oh, I like a t. All right, hoodies. No, t-shirts.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Vans or Converse?
It's Vans for me.
Marvel or DC?
I love Batman. I'm a massive, massive, massive Batman fan.
Mm.
But as a franchise, overall,
yeah, you're gonna
go with Marvel. Yeah.
Biggie or Tupac? Sipping on his drink there.
Tupac.
Ice Cube or Snoop Dogg?
This is a horrible hip hop round, this is, isn't it?
I thought I'd chuck on a few hip hop ones.
Because of him, for him as a person, as well as the fact that what he's done in the industry, I'm going to go Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. NWA or Wu Tang?
Good.
That little noise there was brilliant. Dan having a little meltdown.
I don't like this game anymore. Wu Tang.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Yeah, because of their style, man. Their style was, I mean, they were all unique.
Both are unique.
Something about the way Wu Tang put it together, it was a bit more raw, I think.
36 Chambers,
Oh, I love that album.
R&B or punk?
That's punk, mate, all day.
If you could go back 80s or the 90s?
I wanted to see more of the 80s. I was born in 83.
Yeah.
I was born in 83. But if I could go back, like, as I am now, as a, like, 41-year-old,
yeah.
I'd want to go
Let's
back
say for the day. Let's
yeah,
say
yeah. I'd day. Go back to sort of, like, mid-80s, probably.
Cool. So, 80s.
Yeah,
I'm going
to get that, yeah.
He-Man or Batman?
Yeah, I love He-Man, but Batman's going to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Venom or Spider-Man?
Because I like a bit of a, I like an anti-hero.
You do.
Venom falls into that category.
Yeah.
So for me, Venom.
Cool. Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Michael Jordan. Absolutely love Space Jam.
Phil Mitchell or Grant Mitchell?
I really like Ross Kemp as like he was in Extras with Ricky Gervais.
And sausage roll.
Their outtakes are hilarious.
Scotchy. Hey.
Hey.
yeah.
Phil Mitchell or Grant?
We'll go with Grant Mitchell because...
Grant.
Yeah, because he actually went to visit the streets of Venezuela, didn't he? He was in that show Gangs.
Oh, yeah.
Gangs of Ross Kemp.
No.
Yeah, but that's Ross Kemp, not Grant Mitchell.
Yeah, it's the same guy, though. This is what everyone gets confused with. Just different birth certificates.
Prince or Michael Jackson?
Easy. I'm going to go with Prince.
Prince, nice. Skulls or gigs?
Because of the way he can hit a volley.
Yeah.
So I'll go Paul Scholes.
Yeah, cool. Beckham or Cantona?
No. What is this? For the listeners, I am a United fan. For my sins at the moment, they are freaking disgusting. But I remember the good days.
Yeah.
And you
I loved Eric. Tough, yeah. I loved Eric Cantona.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Eric Cantona.
Cool. Solskjaer or Ten Hag? Little Kirby.
Solskjaer, because he is a genuine hero.
Cool. You thought that was bad?
Yeah.
Joker or Magneto?
If you could see his face right now.
because basing this on... Basing this on what power I would love and the overall just devastation that he could cause and he has caused, Magneto.
Bungee or skydive? I end it a bit later. Or do I?
Bungee or skydive? I'd do a skydive if I can put an Iron Man suit on.
Nah. Just a normal
with thrusters. I want a full working Iron Man suit. I want to fall out to fucking AC/DC and I want to shoot across the sky.
No, just plain old bungee or plain old skydive.
I'll go bungee. I'll go bungee. Yeah, yeah.
And to end it off there, for Dan's quick fire questions, noodles or chocolate?
Noodles. Very easy for me, that. Nice. I love a whisper, but I fucking love noodles more. Simple as that. Right.
So you did pretty good there, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Some long answers, but you did good.
They weren't great. It weren't easy.
No,
wasn't
I tried to make
quick.
It a little bit hard.
It wasn't quick.
It was good.
There was a few of them that I really had to kind of like, oh, I hate these.
Mate,
ones.
Your face told some stories throughout that.
Mm-hmm. But I can't control it. It does its own thing sometimes. Have you seen what my nose does? It goes up. Do you see it? Like a pig.
Your go. Your questions.
I'm going to be asking Tim some
you're
questions.
Asked him,
man.
Yeah.
We're going to use obviously the same questions we use for me as the
generic
kind of set questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Then obviously I've got a list of other questions for Tim.
I can't wait for these, mate.
Right. Music or TV?
Music.
Yeah, quick and easy that. Hip hop or rock?
Hip hop. 100%.
Adidas or Nike?
Nike.
Beef or chicken?
Chicken.
Fruit or veg?
It's a new one to me. It's a new one to me, but
altogether.
Fruit.
Nice.
Fruit.
Yeah. Mm. Comedy or action?
Comedy.
Left or right?
Left.
Red or green?
Green.
Up or down?
Up.
Mexican or Italian?
Italian.
Bowling or cinema?
He's definitely done this quicker.
Cinema.
cinema.
James Bond or Jason Bourne?
Jason Bourne, 100%.
Bargain Hunt or Antiques Roadshow?
So, Antiques Roadshow.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars, man.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done.
It's got to be done.
You know, obviously, there may or may not be a few listeners out there that have got
I'm sure
similar ideas to us about their preferences on these.
I'm sure Dan's questions for me are going to be
a lot slower
because I'm not going to be able to decide, I don't think.
KFC and McDonald's.
Oh.
Until recently, I hadn't really had a lot of KFC.
Mm.
Oh, but McDonald's milkshake.
Yeah, man.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Choice. Love it.
It's a good one, straight from back.
Time travel or reincarnation?
Honestly.
That's insane.
Got to be
on
tested.
What ruling? When I get reincarnated, can I remember my old life?
You can either.
Can I remember my old life?
Quick fire.
No, you can be reincarnated, or you can just travel back in time.
Ticky tocky.
Or forward in
time. Time machine.
You want to go? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I do like that. Gods or gangsters?
Gangsters.
Tarantino or Scorsese?
Tarantino.
Yeah, love that.
Definitely, 100%.
Mr. Bean or Mr. Tumble?
Mr. Bean, mate. Mr. Bean.
That's because he is actually a legend, to be fair.
The levels are different there. Yeah.
Ricky Gervais or Mickey Flanagan?
Oh, that's a cheeky one.
Ricky Gervais purely because he's a genius.
He's peeping.
Maintaining the peep. The shits or throwing up?
Oh.
They're both pretty horrible.
They're really not great.
I had to get a bit edgy on this.
The shits. I'd rather have that steam bumhole than that grindy teeth, horrible feeling
horrible
of being sick.
Grinding.
Even after you brush your teeth, it's just not.
Right, watery mouth, horrible. We've all been there, room spinning.
Yeah, the mouth.
Missed the bucket, all over the floor. Mum!
Clean up in our dad's room.
Hanging off the bed. Some kind of, I don't know what. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. Carry on with these questions. Chester Bennington or Damon Albarn?
Oh no.
Just wanted to stop it being
Chester
so quick.
Chester Bennington.
Fizzy drinks or fizzy sweets?
Fizzy sweets.
Nice. Don't like them, but nice.
Liverpool
vegan.
Or gaming?
Oh.
Liverpool.
Wow.
Liverpool.
Wow. That's what he's talking about. There is one more.
Yeah, go on. What's
you
what's
sure
the last
about
one?
This?
Let's do it. Hit me with it. How hard can it be?
Hats or vinyls? Baseball caps.
Hats.
That's your preference, though?
Hats. I can't.
Wear a vinyl.
I can't stream hats, can I? I can stream music.
Yeah.
I love my vinyls.
Imagine if you could download a hat to your head in the future.
I mean, how many times you see me in a hat in a year, and how many times you see me in a
with
hat...
with a vinyl on your head? Not often.
Without a hat in a year.
Mm. No, that's true.
Imagine if you made a hat out of vinyls. Just imagine vinyl the peak hat. Of a hat being a vinyl.
Ooh. They've done that.
Cool. See? Mm. This is what I'm talking about.
Ooh, now you're talking.
Mm. Get that fucker. Nice. It'd be expensive, though.
All right. Nice.
I like those.
So, Noah, are you ready for...
Is it my guy?
Some questioning.
I'm under fire.
He's there.
Music or TV?
Music.
Hip hop or rock?
Hip hop.
Adidas or Nike?
It used to be Adidas, but now Nike.
That's the same as mine, yeah. Beef or chicken?
Chicken.
Fruit or vegetables? Oh, we've got it.
It is very.
Vegetables.
This one's
nice.
Yeah.
Comedy or action?
Comedy.
Left or right?
Right.
Ooh. Red or green?
Green.
Up or down?
Up.
Mexican or Italian food?
Italian.
Nice. Bowling or cinema?
I do like bowling, but I prefer cinema.
James Bond or Jason Bourne?
James Bond, because I haven't watched a single Jason Bourne.
Have you not?
You can watch, man. The quality.
Oh, we've got to do that.
Mate, you would love them as well.
This is my favourite. Bargain Hunt or Antiques Roadshow?
We should go to an antiques place sometime just to have a little look about. Just out of curiosity.
Maybe we should pod on the Antiques Roadshow.
Can you imagine that?
I'll probably go with Bargain Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
No question.
Easy
peasy. Well, I've got a little list for you.
Hmm? And here comes the specialist questions
for Lara Croft or Jill Valentine. Jill Valentine being from Resident Evil for you listeners.
And Lara Croft from
Tomb Raider.
Lara Croft, just because of the significance in game and in film, was pretty good, to be fair.
Sausage or bacon?
Sausage. I like the chicken chipolatas, they're incredible.
England or Ireland?
Ireland.
UK rap or American rap?
When you say UK rap...
I mean UK rap now, and let's say American rap hip-hop. Not UK rap, actually UK rap. None of the other sort of little...
Genres
that ping off it.
American rap, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boxing or football?
Boxing.
Five Guys or sushi?
Sushi.
Tyson or Fury?
Mike Tyson or Fury? Yeah. Tyson Fury.
His first name or surname.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, what?
He's missing my head, isn't he?
I'm going to literally just go with preference and I prefer Mike Tyson.
Yeah. At what age did you realise Father Christmas wasn't real?
7 or 8.
Blue pill or the red pill?
Blue pill's to stay where you're at.
Yeah.
And red pill.
No, blue pill's a Viagra, isn't it?
Terminator or RoboCop?
Oh.
Terminator.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Superman! Do you know what? Yeah, other than the original Superman films, this ain't quick fire, but other than the original Superman films, I haven't really liked any of the Superman. That's my quick question. So I'm going to go Batman.
Okay. So Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
Or Trevor Phillips from GTA.
Trevor.
The cameo.
Just because the character is
mental.
He's a nutcase.
He gets high a lot as well, by all accounts.
Or like meth and shit.
Yeah.
The cameo or Defoe?
The cameo.
Ale or spirits?
Spirits.
Beachside or countryside?
Countryside.
Pants or boxers?
Boxers.
Shorts or trousers?
Trousers.
Socks or no socks?
Socks.
Boiled or fried egg?
Do you know that's
a challenging one. It's boiled. The egg questions always
boiled, because I like a runny.
Veg or meat?
To cut one out or preference?
Preference.
Veg.
Favorite fruit.
Fuck. Lychee.
Worst food item?
Tripe.
As in your worst food. Like, if there's a food item that you just
there's one food that I have a stained memory. Again, not a quick fire, a bit shit. the worst food that I can remember recently in the last sort of 10 years that I've actually spat out in disgust was a Twinkie.
Really?
Go over Twinkie.
Fair enough.
I've had a Twinkie before. They're not great.
Real Madrid or Barcelona?
Real Madrid.
And that is my questions for you now.
Beautiful.
That's lovely.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's quite good. That's quite a nice little just get to know some of our favourite things.
Quick fire styley.
Challenging as well, a little bit sometimes.
The Mexican over Italian, that is a tough one. But I think Italian edged it for me.
Yeah, it did for me.
I just love tacos and burritos, man.
I do. It's so tough, that one.
I mean, ever since stealing your burrito that time, though.
Yeah.
That tasting that, I mean, that was...
accidental...
Volcano burrito.
That was accidentally on purpose.
Didn't order it, but got it anyway.
It was definitely accidentally on purpose.
It was beautiful. That was beautiful, but I've always loved Italian food. I just love it. So, guys, what's your earliest memory?
Earliest memory. Breast milk.
Hey.
That'll do. Cut that one out. Running down the stairs in my baby walker. That count?
Yeah. That's earliest memory.
That's pretty cool.
Upside down.
Really?
By a radiator. You
remember it?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I remember spinning around, looking at the outside of the cot. Not the cot. The baby walker was kind of like that. Mm. And it kind of just rolls me down.
How old were you, do you reckon?
Don't know. Young.
how old? You must have been like what? So if you're in a baby walker.
I flew out of it.
It's before you're walking.
I was rolling down it.
That's insane. Flew out.
Grabbed hold of the lampshade.
Swung around.
Did a few. Yeah, I let go of it. As I let go, I hit the door frame.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. The top of my head and landed.
And done a little backflip. Landed landed on his feet with his arms out.
No. Yeah.
And I was there.
As that was happening, I hit the thing. And as I fell backwards, I landed in a cat litter.
Oh, mate.
Seven.
Covered. Five. Absolutely covered. It's a terrible deal, really. Yeah. And,
is any of that a little bit exaggerated?
No. I mean, I definitely know it happened. But yeah. I don't.
Do you remember swinging on the lampshade?
Nah.
Hitting the door frame, landing on the cat.
I honestly can't think of early memories.
Might as well be like a Rugrats film.
Yeah. Do you think you make up sort of like when someone asks you that question?
Hmm.
Do you have actual memories of it,
or is what it people's told you?
Yeah. Or pictures you've seen.
Yeah.
And then you've created a memory in your mind.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
It's the thing, because I've done this. Mm. I've done exactly that.
Mm.
As you go in my door, there's a picture of me when I was about two, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm sitting in front of this sort of blue and yellow. I mean, I'm speaking about it like a memory.
Cause yeah.
That's
yeah.
what has happened.
Yeah.
And it's like a stool, but I was small, so I was using it as a sort of table to play on. And I think it's like a trike with some little plastic guy on it riding it or whatever. And I'm playing with that. And
so you remember this then?
Of me in front of a birthday cake at the top of the table with all my mates from nursery down the sides here.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
And there's a photo of that. But again, like Dan says, do you make that up in your mind?
Yeah.
Or like
the memories that I have are more in my teens. Mm. I've got very 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 good recollections.
I've got like a completely different one to you, boy.
Really?
Yeah. Mine's really stupid. Huh? I don't really remember the age, but I know he was young. Like 4 or 5, it was me and my cousin, and we was watching something. It must have been wrestling or some sort of fight and stuff.
Mm.
And we made up a reason to like fight each other.
Yeah.
And then we found this video cassette, and you know there's like tape in there you can pull up.
Yeah, yeah.
So we pulled out all the tape and wrapped it around our hands like fucking hand wraps. And then, like, went to have a scrap on this field, and there's been, like, a few of our friends from, like, his block, like, gathering around us, going, yeah, fight, all of this stuff. Yeah, that's one of my early...
Oh, mate.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And were you pretending to fight?
No, I think it was going at it.
You're just going at it, yeah. In a friendly way, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, in a kid way, so you're not really restraining yourself. You're just swinging. So, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do recall one from my teens. I don't know if I was, but I think I was about 13 or 14, something like that. I was riding my bike along the seawall. I was a little bit behind. I was a more casual cyclist. No, I wasn't powering it, like, you know, I got to get to that 2P machine, right? I was going a bit slower, but I started to pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was noticing things because it was a summer's day and the beach was full. But I was a 14-year-old boy. There was topless women on the beach. So I was looking, right? And as I was looking, I wasn't paying attention to where I was going. And I read it. My bike straight into the back of this bloke. And I remember going, I remember turning around going, God, swearing at me and all sorts. Yeah. You fucking idiot, with you. I went, oh, really sorry, man. Really sorry. I was dazed because I was so busy doing that, I didn't realise.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know really what had happened. I just remember hitting something and just like going, oh. And then he's going, oh, you're a dick. I'm going, oh, so sorry, man. I didn't have time to tell him why. If I'd said that woman had a what's it's out, you know. But I do remember that. That was a weird one. I was like, oh, what's just happened there?
Yeah.
Didn't mean to hit you, man. Good luck. Gonna go put some 2Ps in.
I have a memory, and it was like proper white light. And in the doorway, there was a doorway, and there was a tall, dark man standing there. Like it was like the silhouette.
Yeah.
Of this tall guy with glasses and stuff, and he was looking obviously towards me.
Yeah.
But I remember I was a baby in my mother's arms. It's proper weird.
Just proper imagine. Weird.
Sounds quite horrible.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I feel sorry for any baby, like any person that has a memory from when they literally.
It sounds really horrific, but in my mind, it's really nice. Like it's a bright.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
It's proper bright.
What if you've got like an absolutely vivid recollection of your birth?
Oh my god, that'd be horrendous, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you remember imagine every
detail. Oh my god!
Passing through the. Now, that'd be horrendous though, wouldn't it? Just a memory of just your mum. Of a, like, oh no, no, come on, man. Don't do it, Dan. Don't do it. Well,
memory of birth.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So, on that then,
yeah.
What is your favourite memory? Like, you must have a favourite memory where you're like, oh, I remember that time, it was amazing.
I've got loads, though.
Too many, I think.
Only because we were talking about football. One of the favourite memories was going to my first West Ham game.
Yeah.
With my brother. That amazing. Was brilliant at the Bowling Grand.
Yeah.
You know, got to see that quite a lot.
Upton Park.
I was quite lucky. That was always a good one. That's one that comes straight to my head.
Yeah.
I remember the trips we used to take abroad to Spain. We went to visit Barcelona. And stayed on this campsite, and there's football there and everything. We used to just go off playing football. And then on that same trip, we visited the new camp.
Oh, did nice.
You know,
how old were you?
I would have been, what year was this? This would have been 1997, maybe, or 98.
Oh, wow, so you've done that at school. That's amazing.
No, I was with my mum and dad.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, my dad drove down through France, stayed in Lyon,
and
drove down to Barcelona.
Amazing.
That's quality.
Yeah. That would have been, yeah. It's not an early memory.
I bet you had a shirt for that, didn't you?
It was the Barcelona away kit or third kit of that season. It was orange and purple.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one? Orange on the outside and the purple down the middle. They had players like Sonny Anderson playing from Rivaldo and all that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that. And that's a happy time. I mean, there's a lot, like Noel said, there's a lot of happy memories.
Of course, there's loads.
But I wanted one that stands
Speaking
out
of football,
and it was
it?
Far enough yeah,
yeah exactly.
far enough away for it to be I can't say I remember much from when I was pre-10 to be honest.
Yeah.
Again, like you said, whether it be made up memories you've got.
Yeah.
Like, did I really make that window cleaner jump that day? Open the curtains on a window cleaner.
Yeah, that happened. I remember you telling me.
Yeah. And he was like, oh! And I thought, fucking hell, he's going to fall off his ladder. Yeah. But he didn't, luckily. He was holding on to the window thing. So what? Imagine that.
What are you doing? Shut your window.
Sorry, mate. We don't need you today.
So you don't remember anything pre-10?
I don't think so. It's weird.
There's loads
of pictures of me. I mean, I definitely must have been around. but
only existed since 10.
But yeah, it's just my memory. It's like, yeah, I don't know whether it even processes memory until you get to a certain age.
Oh, okay.
But it's just by looking at different people in general life, you know, you walk through life, you see different things happen, and it reminds you of something as a kid, and that will bring back a memory.
Yeah, that's been photos. Photos are the key here, I think, because
that's a little snapshot, isn't it?
Like, in my experience, working with people with dementia, that can unlock a lot of memories.
Yeah,
you show them a picture, bang, there it is.
Music as well.
I remember when I used to look through old albums of me when I was young in a pram, pushchair, whatever. I'm like, it's even when I was like a toddler, there's a picture of me being pushed around a zoo and in a McDonald's eating a massive burger or something. I can see the picture, so I was there, but I don't remember it.
Yeah. Mm. See, I'll see a picture and I won't necessarily remember it, but I'll remember that day.
Mm.
It will suddenly take me back to that day or that moment. Yeah.
I remember the jungle
tumble. I've just remembered another one, just now. Like, I dressed up as a cowboy and there's a photo of me.
Don't leave that. That's Noel's job. That is. Don't touch the set.
As soon as I said it, I thought, "Oh, that was a bit of an 80s thing." And then I sort of turned like that to Noel, and I was just going.
I don't want to put my ears in. Oh, my ears are broken. Oh God, I've lost my ears again. Oh, here they are. Look, get them in. I'm in. The ears are in.
He's got his ears in.
Well, I've got my ears in.
He's got his ears in.
This is a product on Timu I've got here. I'll read the description. It's a simulation fox ears, hair hoop, beast tail, furry beast, paw set, Halloween plush beast, cosplay accessories. That was word for word. I would have worded it slightly different, but hey ho. And the reviews on this, I find them a little amusing on Timu, this product, this fox cosplay outfit. This is the first review. Really great. Fucking really great quality items. Tail is really bushy and you can move it to any position you choose. Bought it for my daughter to dress up at Halloween. She loves it. This one here. This one just says nice. Here we go. Very nice set. I was surprised that the tail is articulated and you can put it in the way you like the most. This tail seems to be a little bit of a deal here. Here's another one. The tail's backmost vertebras struggle to keep it upright when moving. It gradually lowers down while making crackling noises, so only half the tail can be kept upwards. But for this price, this is good quality. Here we go, another one about the tail here. It all came in time. The daughter is delighted. Somehow, good tail adjustable. Bought for carnival and comes out well. Great, thank you.
This is a fox tail.
This is just an outfit. This is basically a fox ears, paws,
what was you
tail.
On Timu to get that?
It was the first thing that come up.
Is it?
Yeah. Because I like to go on there and look at good stuff.
And that's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'd dress up as a fox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd roam the streets of loitering, looking for litter.
Yeah.
I might even be bold enough to walk on someone's driveway and demand a flipping sandwich or something. Listen, me, I'm a fox.
Yeah. Talking of being animals, right?
Mm.
Would you rather have the strength of a gorilla or the brain of a dolphin?
But if I went for the gorilla strength, would I keep my brain I have then?
Yeah.
Where's Noel? He's in the bath.
Yeah, I'll go with the gorilla strength.
He's been in the bath for hours. Yeah, that's because he's a dolphin. Yeah, probably strength of a gorilla.
Yeah?
Mm.
Okay. How about, do you rather have the legs of Dwayne The Rock Johnson or the arms of Lou Ferrigno? And why?
Have the arms of either.
No.
The legs of The Rock.
The legs of
The
Rock.
Arms of Lou Ferrigno.
Or the arms of Lou Ferrigno, yeah.
Either way, you're going to look out of proportion, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll probably go with the legs.
And why?
I can balance out the top, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. Dan?
I'm going to go for the arms based on the fact I want to look like one of those badly put together action men.
Out of the box.
Yeah. It was Pound Shop one.
Okay, so...
It's not Pound Shop anymore.
How about this? Would you rather have the head of a badger, or the belly of an orangutan? And why?
That's a big old belly, isn't it? That's a big old belly. That's a big old belly. There's a lot of belly button fluff in there.
I have a head of a badger.
The head of a badger.
Yeah, just because I look cool.
Yeah,
with
I think
little round
so.
Glasses.
Yeah, that's fair. You could probably wear a cap still on a badger's head. Whereas the belly of an orangutan.
Yeah.
What t-shirts are wearing?
You know
what I mean? I don't know with a t-shirt halfway up, like a fucking boob tube, wouldn't it?
Would you rather have the hands of a gecko?
Or the hands of Elton John? Well, one of them can play the piano.
Yeah, the hands of a gecko or the feet of an ostrich.
Oh, God. Feet of an ostrich.
Yeah? Why?
You can't do fuck all with hands of gecko. Yeah,
you stick to the wall.
No. What, those little hands?
How'd you pick up chopsticks? Just imagine eating a donut.
So.
You couldn't. You have to step your hands in because they're so small.
You could never do a
army.
You're going to be really top heavy, aren't you?
Hey?
Ostrich legs.
Saying that,
no, they're perfect.
I'll wear
legs.
Dresses.
They ask
long
you,
ones.
Do they?
Yeah.
Nice. Damn.
Gladiators go.
So you had gecko hands, right?
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you'd look at every gecko.
Just
hands.
Imagine this. They ask you, you're at school, gecko school. You're a gecko, aren't you? So you're at school with all the other geckos. No, you're at school of humans. You're a gecko man, right? Okay.
No, you're not. You're gecko hands.
They say, come on, man. Why don't you want to do a handstand dive from the top diving board? You know, like in the Olympics, they can do a handstand dive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And you go, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Why, man? Why can't you do it? You're chicken. No, I'm a gecko. You go, no, I can't do it because if I do it, I can get into the position, but I can't get out of it because my hands are stuck to the diving board. Yeah, so that's why I go for gecko hands.
Do you reckon if you had gecko hands, you could hold your weight up in the air, upside down with gecko hands?
Yeah, probably. Because I've got the same arms.
Yeah, but gecko hands.
Hands will be fine. They'll be fine, trust me.
Okay.
That'll crumble.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Just imagine how many
I just want to see either of you at the swimming pool.
Just imagine how many hula hoops I could eat.
I mean, Noel could stroll straight into the pool.
Just put a rubber ring around me.
Yeah.
I've got armbands, surely.
Nah.
I'm a nightmare to find gloves for.
So, would you rather eat baked beans every day at every mealtime for life or smell off fish for the rest of your life?
I would rather eat baked beans every mealtime.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd get used to the smell after a while, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd get used to beans as well.
You wouldn't, though, would you? You would go to bed, like, yeah, I got used to that.
And you'd have, right. Yeah.
And then you'll wake back up and you go, oh, what the fuck?
It's true. That's like, I tell you what you want to do next time, the cats go for a shit and then you go for a shit, leave it all in there. Say to Lisa,
what,
don't.
Tim's got a shit in the cat.
Shit in the toilet, leave it in there, don't flush it.
And then the cat. Right.
Cats do it, in they the can't toilet. Flush it because it's in a litter tray.
Oh. Yeah.
And you leave it all in there, shut the door, go out, go in,
ferment it,
sniff it up, go, oh,
fucking it.
And then stay in there for a bit longer, go, oh, I'm used to it now. Then leave the room again. Then go back 20 minutes later and go and sniff up again. You want to be sick.
Yeah, you want to be sick the first time.
So beans, mate.
So, yeah, so go around the world, seeing all the spectacular
places. Yeah,
however you want. However you want, mate.
Can I go in a hot air balloon?
So you'd planes, trains and automobiles.
Yeah.
Go around the world. Yeah. Or go on the sub.
Yeah.
Discovering the Mariana Trench.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around the world,
anything can happen down there.
That trench, man. Yeah. That's no joke down there.
Too many
that's no joke.
Factors.
Yeah, possibly Megalodon.
You never know.
Jason Statham's definitely down there.
The last one I've got is skydiving using the oldest parachute known to man, or dive under the ocean in the oldest scuba diver gear.
Fucking hell! It's a horrible one, isn't it? There's at least 85% chance you're going to die in both scenarios.
Because if you go down and you go, oh, no, this is a bit shit, you go back up. Parachute.
It's true, yeah.
No, I can't go back up.
But that's when you press a button.
In 6 feet of water.
But that's when you go like this. Because we're in 2024, but we're using old equipment, right?
Yeah.
The equipment fails, you're like, oh, shit, fucked. And you're falling, plunging to your death. But luckily, you've got a special watch. And then this backpack comes shooting through the sky.
It
attaches to you and it's a pair of wings. you glide yourself down like this. Yay, I'm here. Look, I'm a flight man.
In that case, I bet you gutted you chose the gecko hands instead of the legs of the ostrich.
That choice still stands because ostrich feet just, I don't know, man. How am I going to drive the car? I mean, that fucking massive paddle is going to touch both clutch, accelerator and, brake. So, yeah.
You said
travel around the world.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm. I think so. What would you do?
Marry in the trench, man.
Would you?
Yeah.
He wants to go and meet Jason Statham.
All those things you see, like, even just on the way down.
Mm. How long for?
As long as possible.
Yeah. That'd be mental, wouldn't it?
It'd be sick.
If you were Ant-Man, right? You had the powers of Ant-Man to shrink yourself down to the size of an ant.
Yeah.
Where would be the first place you'd go?
How long do I have to be that small for? Because, for instance, if you do it to me now,
oh, okay.
It's going to
take me a while
to get out of where I am.
Yeah, but you can get on the back of flying ants and the flying ants will fly you where you want to go.
Okay.
Obviously, I've got to take into consideration if you wanted to fly to, say, Mexico, for example.
It's going to take some time.
Take a while. You've got that the powers of Ant-Man for 10 years. So you can be Ant-Man for 10 years.
Okay.
Right, so you can do whatever you want. But where the question is, if, say, you were Ant-Man now, regardless of the time or whatever, where would the first place be that you'd go? And probably why as well, I guess.
I would go back to the first movie. What was that? Avengers Assemble.
Mm.
I'd do that.
Sit in the cinema.
but really small in the cinema because I'm still on someone's head.
Fucking hell. Oh.
And then accidentally laugh and press the button
or turns him really big. Or makes him a giant, you know? Oh. So yeah,
I don't know where I would go.
As Ant-Man,
to be fair,
I'd want to...
First off, I think I'd go out in the garden and I'd just go and shrink right down.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what it would be like in the lawn.
Being an ant.
And probably within seconds I'd be scared. Buckless. I'd just go, go straight back up again. All the cats would be like, wow! And I'd be like, oh. But I think I'd have to go really small.
Yeah.
Knowing my luck, I'd get eaten by one of the cats.
Yeah.
And I'd have to stay small until I'd worked my way out, and it'd be horrible. It'd be awful. I'd be like, how much longer do I have to be like this for? 10 years.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd go to the insect pet shop, get in and fight all the insects.
That's what you'd do.
Ant-Man versus Scorpion. Get him by his tail, throw him against the thing.
Scorpion's going to be massive, though.
Nah, I'll grow myself a little bit. I'll grow at least 8 inches.
He's cheated the system.
Yeah. I've got to put control of it on my special thing, haven't I?
Hey.
Ant-Man's gone for 8 inches. Ant size. I'm going to go.
So hang on. You're what? Saying you're going to go fight him.
Yeah, that's correct. It'll be the 8-inch man versus Scorpion.
Yeah. So it's an 8-inch man.
What, from the Mummy film?
No. So he's going to fight himself.
The 8-inch man.
So 8 inches, you're in a cage with a scorpion.
That was a porn film, I think.
And you think you're still going to beat a scorpion?
Yeah, I've got Ant-Man powers.
Yeah, he might do it.
He might.
I've got a...
Saying that, it'd be quite easy, wouldn't it? You just go really small, crawl up in underneath one there, like little scale bits, and then just go... turn yourself to, like, normal.
Yeah. Well, seriously, where I'd really go is I'd ride a train set.
No, that's what I was thinking. Do you know what I was coming up with, though? sit on, like, an RC car and see how it feels. Yeah. I reckon that'd be pretty mental.
I wouldn't mind getting on the back of a seagull as well.
If you could hang on.
Yeah.
It'd be like the snail and the whale, but...
I'd get some string. I'd make a harness.
Just swoops and goes... lands and goes...
I'd be like...
All right, boys.
What I'll be Jesus doing... Christ. I've got actually quite a good plan for this. I could get on the back of a seagull.
This has gone a whole nother.
I could train the seagull to steal food.
No, I don't think you need to train him.
No, this one's special. This is Gary. I'll take him up. I'll be riding. I'll be swooping down, have a little scout out, and I'll see. I'll eye up. There's a lady over there with a sausage roll, Gary. Go get it, and then he'll swoop down.
So, hang on, he understands normal English now?
Yeah, okay. Of course he does. He's been living in Dover for fucking God knows how long.
So he don't know normal English, does he?
You just asked me if Gary spoke English. He definitely does. Every time they're going, rah, rah, they're going, morning, morning. That's what they do. Well, I can speak seagull. Ant-Man can too. Yeah, and he swoops down, gets a sausage roll, bosh, gets it, I get it, everyone's happy. Gotta love Greggs.
Oh, God.
No.
What?
If you were a ghost, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Yeah, what would be the place you'd want to haunt as a ghost?
McDonald's.
McDonald's. You eat as a... I don't know if you can eat.
No, it just calls up such a ruckus.
Would you throw...
Nobody goes into any...
Would you do, anymore. Like... Would you deep fry the utensils?
No, you know, like when Uber delivery drivers and when the orders on the...
You should haunt their bag.
No.
That'd be a good one.
On the little rack. I'm just going to go over to it and just flatten it. Just flatten the whole lot. And then just shake it around a bit. And then they go deliver it. And then just watch slowly sink.
I always thought about haunting post boxes as well. Not always thought about it. Fucking hell. I don't spend any time thinking about this. I've just thought about it just now, actually. Haunting post boxes.
Well, so your eyes are just looking through.
And you can reach out and pull people in. You get in there. It's like a little portal. You've got all the... People have been disappearing. What is the post office mysteries, they call it. the post box mysteries. I feel like the post office has been in news lately. It's a different kind of thing that's happening. But yeah, basically, ghost in the post box. the ghost box. It's called the ghost box.
Mate, you should write.
And inside has kept the souls of all these different people that he's pulled into the post box. The ghost box. The post box monster, yeah. I don't want to use that one.
Yeah. How long has he been there? Like
14,000 years.
Haunting just that one post box?
Yeah, that's been there for a long time. Yeah. That post box. The very first post box.
They stay there for a long time.
Yeah, no, they had one in the Viking times, didn't they?
Okay.
Yeah. Where would you haunt it?
Where would I haunt?
This is the basketball team in Prague or something. Where was it?
Where would I haunt? That's a good question. I would haunt. What would I haunt?
Haunt apartment buildings, like in Ghostbusters. You could just go from room to room.
Oh, do you know what? Actually,
someone's nicked all the tea and coffee.
That's a great idea. I'd dress up as a Ghostbuster.
Oh.
Hey, you're a ghost.
I'd dress up as one.
Yeah, but you're a ghost. You'll just see a floating pair of overalls coming towards them.
No, you can show yourself as a ghost. Of course you can. That's why people see ghosts.
Casper.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can actually see us.
Well.
How would you get away with haunting the volleyball team's dressing room then? If they could see you as a ghost. Why are you going to be sitting in the corner thinking no one can see you, but you've accidentally shown yourself? You've got your todger in your hand. Going, oh, no. They will look at you. Quickly put your clothes back on. They run for the fucking... Security. There's a ghost of his knob out in here. No. Come on. Sensible now.
Where would I haunt?
An invisible ghost.
I would haunt a museum.
You could have a great time with the dinosaurs,
yeah,
couldn't you?
Exactly.
Jiggle them about.
Can you imagine?
I'd love that. I'd come and see that. I would.
They all come in and then suddenly the T-Rex is just like, what?
That is quality.
School bus. Going to school. On the bus, in the morning, it was always condensated. I didn't blow on any windows.
Yeah.
Like, it was already like that. Yeah. It was all the winter months, isn't it? I'm on the bus. Long journey. I drew a lot of penises on the windows. I'm not going to lie. For some reason, I was just like, oh. One day I thought, oh, no, I'm quite good at drawing these. Turns out everyone's good at drawing penises on the windows.
Yeah.
You don't see a girl do it, though. Never seen a girl get up and go, I want to draw a massive cock on the thing. They were too respectful. And then some old lady sits there. Like, oh no. Look where that is. It's pointing right at her. Oh.
It is funny though, isn't it? Oh, every time right down, there's condensation, nine times out of ten, a bloke is just going to draw a dick.
Yeah, it's a sickness, I think, of ours, maybe. Possibly, I think. I don't know. There's lots of women out there going, oh, you're sick. Yeah.
And that wraps up the get to know, really.
Been like, those questions were tough. Like,
I just love the quick fire.
I like it, makes you think a little. Yeah. And yeah, get to know. That's the main thing.
That's it. Yeah.
See if there's anything in common. You know, just some of it's relatable stuff. No.
Yeah. And we're back to our normal schedule, 2 episodes a month. After our quite long break, to be fair, we do apologise, but ran into a few issues. But we're back and we're running.
Yeah, we don't like being away for that long.
No. It was a bit horrible, but we did manage to plan a few things, a guest coming up ahead that we're quite excited to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't wait.
And we're looking forward to do, and we're back to our normal schedule of 2 episodes a month. That'll be a full episode and a bonus episode, and we're not just available on Spotify, we're also available on
Apple Podcast
and Amazon Music.
We are indeed.
Yeah, man, it's good. We're
expanding,
becoming more accessible, and that's, you know, we want that
for you guys, making it easier.
We will be made available on other platforms as well, just all in due time for us, as we're very slowly growing. As usual with our end of our episode, we'll leave you with Dan's quote of the ep. Enough love, listeners.
Enough love, guys.
This is a quote from Marcel Pagnol. The reason people find it so hard to be happy is that they always see the past better than it was, the present worse than it is, and the future less resolved than it will be. Enough love, dudes.